Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with Monday Night Raw, which aired last night live on the USA Network from the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. The Extreme Rules Go Home edition of Raw, the episode was highlighted by several storylines leading into Saturday's live event from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, including a brawl involving Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka against Bayley and her Damage Control partners Io Sky and Dakota Kai that closed out the show. The segment ended with Bayley climbing a ladder over a fallen Belair and holding up Belair's Raw Women's title belt.
And if Bayley climbs that ladder this Saturday night at Extreme Rules, she could be the next Raw Women's Champion.
When you've got the gold, you've got the power. When you've got the power, you can take control.
The brawl came at the conclusion of the main event in which Sky pinned Bliss. Earlier in the night, Belair and Bayley signed a contract for their ladder match for the Raw Women's title at Extreme Rules, after which Bayley blindsided the champion while Sky and Kai attacked Asuka and Bliss in the locker room. Dakota Kai was also victorious in her match against Candice LeRae, dealing LeRae her first singles defeat in almost 2 years. Also on the show, United States champion Bobby Lashley defeated Mustafa Ali in a non-title match, after which both men were attacked by Seth Rollins. Lashley later called out Rollins for a match next week at Raw from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Rollins then had an in-ring confrontation with Matt Riddle, his opponent in a pit fight match Saturday at Extreme Rules. During the confrontation, former UFC heavyweight and light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier, who will be refereeing the upcoming match, appeared on the TitanTron and addressed both men.
We have had to watch you two whine, argue, and complain for months. We've had enough. Your behavior has been insane, and we are tired of foolishness. From parking lots to arenas, you two have fought all around the world. And for all the people looking, going, who is this guy? I'm Daniel Cormier. I am one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time. I am the double champion.
In other results from the show, Judgment Day's Finn Balor and Damian Priest defeated AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio when Balor pinned Styles. Solo Sikoa defeated Angelo Dawkins of the Street Profits. Alpha Academy's Chad Gable lost to Braun Strowman, while Gable's partner Otis pinned Johnny Gargano. With more WWE news, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
After being teased on last Friday night's SmackDown on Fox, Sean Ricker, recently known as Max Dupree on the SmackDown brand, is officially going back to his LA Knight character. First seen in NXT when he debuted there in 2021. According to PW Insider, Ricker has now been listed as LA Knight on WWE's internal SmackDown roster, and the name Max Dupree has been removed. The character was shown in a backstage segment on SmackDown, in which he appeared to be walking out on the Maximum Male Models faction he has led since May. The faction will reportedly continue on without Ricker, with Maxine Dupree continuing to lead Massé and Mansoir. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In other WWE news, the 2023 Royal Rumble has set a new record for first-day ticket sales, as well as for paid tickets and gross revenue during the first on-sale weekend, with more than 25,000 tickets sold as of Monday, according to a report from Fightful. The event, set to take place January 28th at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas, is on pace to surpass Rumble ticket sales and gross revenue records that were set by the 2017 Royal Rumble, which was held at the same venue. This will be the third time the Royal Rumble has been held at the Alamo Dome, with the previous events taking place in 1997 and 2017. In ratings news, last Friday's WWE SmackDown Live on Fox from Winnipeg, Manitoba, drew an average of 2.207 million viewers, down from the previous week's 2.535 million, according to ShowBuzz Daily. In the key 18-49 demographic, the show scored a 0.54 rating, also down from the previous week's 0.62, according to WrestleNomics. Despite the drop, The show still ranked number one in the demo on network TV for the evening for the 12th consecutive week. Viewership for the episode was down overall 2% from the same week last year and down 12.9% in the key demo. AEW Rampage, which aired later in the evening on TNT, also experienced a drop, pulling in 472,000 viewers as opposed to 522,000 viewers for the Grand Slam edition the previous week. That's a decline of 9.57%, according to Showbuzz Daily. In the key demo, Rampage drew a 0.16 rating, down from the 0.17 for the Grand Slam episode, according to Russellnomics. The show came in at number 9 in cable TV for the night in the 18-49 demo, down from number 5 the previous week. The show experienced a steep 24.11% decline from the same week's episode in 2021, and an even steeper 36% drop in the 18-49 demographic. With wrestling movie news, here's the wrestling news' Luke Hippelman.
Holt McCallany, star of the Netflix series Mindhunter, has been cast to play Fritz von Erich, patriarch of the famous Texas wrestling family, in the film The Iron Claw, according to an exclusive report from Deadline. McCallany has also appeared in Nightmare Alley alongside Bradley Cooper, and recently finished work on Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, in which he co-stars with Tom Cruise. Already cast in The Iron Claw are Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich, Jeremy Allen White as Cary Von Erich, and Harris Dickinson as David Von Erich. The film is still in pre-production, and a release date has yet to be announced. The film is being produced by A24, with Sean Durkin as the writer and director. For the wrestling news, I'm Lou Kippelman.
Moving to Japan, in the wake of their five-star Grand Prix tournament coming to an end, during a press conference on Monday, top women's promotion Stardom announced a slew of matches and cards coming up, leading them into the new year. An expected championship match was made official as Grand Prix tournament winner Julia will face World of Stardom champion Suri Kondo for the company's top title on December 28th. At Tokyo's Sumo Hall. The company also announced the pairings for their annual tag league, which begins on October 23rd, several title matches to take place on their upcoming tour, as well as announcing their annual January 3rd show will take place at the Yokohama Budokan. The event may take on increased meaning this year, with Stardom wrestlers being assimilated into New Japan Pro Wrestling shows, including the finals of the IWGP Women's Championship Tournament, taking place the next day at the Tokyo Dome. Over in All Japan Pro Wrestling, that company also announced upcoming shows and matchmaking as a part of their ongoing year-long 50th anniversary tour. Some of the more notable matches announced are Yoshitatsu celebrating his professional 20th anniversary with a match against multiple-time Triple Crown champion Suwama on October 22nd in Sanjo City. The main event of that show will mark another anniversary as Takao Omori celebrates his 30th year in the ring with a Triple Crown title match against Kento Miyahara. And on October 23rd in Osaka, there will be three title matches involving the company's two tag team titles and a defense of the All Japan Junior Heavyweight Championship by Atsuki Aoyagi against Minoru. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.